And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm Mike Harrison, and yes, we are always working on your financial freedom. It's my privilege to join you today. Friends, it's another great day to be a real estate investor. In fact, this month marks my 14th year of investing in real estate. What a life change that has been, and time sure flies when you're having fun. I'll just say it that way, but I look forward to the next 14 years. This week, happening 2025 Wealth and Passive Income Expo and Masters Tour is happening Irving, Texas, May 7th through May 10th. I want you to know this event is open to the entire public. You do not have to be a Lifestyles Unlimited member to attend. That's a common misconception, but I meet many, many people from around the United States that are real estate investors. They're not necessarily Lifestyles Unlimited members, although there'll be thousands of us there, but they're real estate investors, and it's important for them to stay up to speed, to get that education piece, and this is their opportunity to do so. If you're listening to me now, it's not too late for you to attend. If you're a real estate investor now, come check us out. We're here. This is the opportunity for you to gain knowledge, to understand some best practices. Markets do change. They do evolve. We evolve with them. We adapt to the market. But again, there's a lot of people that will be there that are not necessarily Lifestyles Unlimited members, but they are real estate investors because these folks understand there is something to be gained by meeting other people and by expanding your knowledge base. The more you know, the more savvy you are, the more money you're going to make. We're doing this for a reason. We're doing it to create passive income. We're doing it to grow our wealth. Now, if you are a person and you've got that itch and you're saying to yourself, gosh, I've always wanted to invest in real estate. That was me for years, okay? That was me for years, and I finally did it, even though I've been doing it now for 14 years. But if you're considering investing in real estate, learning about passive income, how can you change your life one small piece at a time? By all means, you need to attend our expo. Come see what we have to offer. Take advantage of some of the top education nationally that will be here this week. Come meet fellow real estate investors just like you. There's going to be hundreds, if not thousands, of people that are starting out. A large part of our expo is new investors, so don't be shy about that part. Don't think if you haven't invested in real estate, this isn't for you. Wrong. We have an entire education platform set up for the new real estate investor. Look, I don't own a boat, but it doesn't prevent me from going to the boat show occasionally. Yeah, I like to go check it out and see what's there and what's to offer. I'm going to own a boat one day. Right now, I'm still building my real estate portfolio. I've got a number in mind. But yeah, I don't own a boat, but I still go to the boat show. Just because you don't own real estate, but you're considering it, the expo is for you. But if you've got that voice in the back of your head tapping you on the shoulder, that voice is telling you, there is something to real estate ownership. That was me many years ago. That inner voice was gnawing at me to do something different, to understand real estate, to go buy some rental real estate, a single family property. This was going on in the back of my mind, and I don't have the exact number, but I will tell you it was at least 4 years before I finally took action. Don't let this be you. We regret in life the decisions we fail to make. And if this is you, Expo is a fantastic opportunity for you to come and just see what's all about. Scratch that itch. But it's this week, and I do want to tell you, do something today your future self will thank you for. Don't wait another year. That voice is only going to get louder. But again, I toyed with this for years, finally purchased a property, and I don't want you to wait like I did. That 4 years, if I look back as a real estate investor, what would 4 years do for me? I'm probably low on this number, and I'm not exaggerating. But I will tell you, at a minimum, that was $1 million mistake. Every real estate investor, you walk up to a real estate investor, somebody that's been doing this for a while, and you say, hey, Mike, what would you do differently if you had a do-over? You know what? I have the same answer that every real estate investor I know has. Are you ready for the answer? The answer is going to be, I wish I had started sooner. Again, easily $1 million mistake. And I'll tell you, every day that goes by, when I look back 15 years from now, and I realize, boy, you wasted 4 years, you wasted 6 years, that won't be $1 million mistake by that time. Keep in mind, we compound our income, right? We earn money through rental real estate, but then we take and we reinvest and we reinvest and we reinvest and we reinvest. So we're compounding our money. We're playing with house money. That'll be much greater than $1 million mistake. Now, do I lose sleep over it? No. Wish I'd gotten there sooner, but I'm here at the party now. Don't wait, my friends. This is a great opportunity. This week, this is your chance. You want to scratch that real estate investing itch? You've always thought about it and you just haven't pulled the trigger and you want to learn more about it? Well, I got great news for you. If you can hear my voice and get to Irving, Texas, May 7th through May 10th, again, this week, our Wealth and Passive Income Expo is happening this week. It is the largest real estate education and networking gathering of its kind in the United States. You need more info? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com/expo. lifestylesunlimited.com/expo. But don't let this opportunity pass. I waited years and years and finally got involved. And again, I regret the wait, but I'm glad I'm here now. Largest event of its kind in the United States. When I first went, and most of you will start if this is your first event, you'll find yourself in what we call the vendor hall. My first one, I went by myself. I was in Houston. I was all alone. And I started talking to vendors that specialize for real estate investors only. Whatever their craft is, they're catering to real estate investor crowd, right? You take an insurance guy that's there, our vendors, they're not there to sell you personal insurance or car insurance or anything like that. They want to talk to you about insurance for your multifamily property, for your apartment community, for your single family property. Those are different policies. There'll be general contractors. Why do we need general contractors? These folks specialize in the rehab of dilapidated properties, bringing them up to speed. We're not doing the full remodel that you're seeing on the shows, the the TV shows, the HGTV shows that they're just going all on those shows. They go all out on these remodels. No, we bring them up to speed for the neighborhood. Our whole plan is best product at best price, and these general contractors will specialize in that. You can meet those people there. There will be management companies on site. We'll teach you at Lifestyles Unlimited. We have an extreme amount of education and people that will help you and teach you how to manage your own rental properties. It's not difficult to do. I've done it myself, but you're a little timid. I'd rather you be happy and get started buying rental real estate. And if you feel like you need to on your first couple, get that management company. If that's you, you're going to take a little hit on your passive income, say about 7% of whatever that lease is. That seems to be the typical number. You can shop around, but you just can't do it. Or maybe your spouse is like, I'm worried, tenants, toilets, evictions, all that stuff, which it's not there, but you got a little fear factor. Fine. Get the management company. Get in. Get your feet wet. There'll be management companies there at the expo that you can talk to. Again, we're happy to teach you how to do that. And I'm going to go a little deeper into some of the vendors as we go through the show. But there's a lot of booths that are there. And each of these vendors is there to help you. If for no other reason, attending the expo to meet the vendors and meet these people that are specific to catering toward the real estate investor, that's worth the ticket to admission. Now, that's only one facet of what the Wealth and Passive Income Expo offers, but just being able to build your team right out of the gate is so, so important. But we've got an education piece that's massive. Again, people will come in from all over the country to participate in the education classes that we have. I'll share more on some specific classes that we have later in the show. Stay with me. So you're thinking, okay, Mike, I want to be a real estate investor, but I don't know what I want to do. Do I want to start? Because real estate investing isn't just single family properties, all right? That's where I started. It doesn't end with single family properties, but we have education specifically for beginners. There'll be a lot of people that have never done this. There are education classes just for the beginner. There will be education pieces for people that want to focus on single family properties. There are education pieces that are breakout specific to a passive investor. What's a passive investor? Well, I'm also a passive investor in addition to single family investor as well, owning single family rental properties. Passive investor is fantastic. I'll tell you what it is. It's owning a small piece of an apartment community. We'll pull our funds and we'll get together and we'll form a buying group, and we have a lead investor that's running that. You may know that person as a general partner or a syndicator, and the lead investor is going to handle the investment side. We're just there to pony up a percentage of the raise, whatever that is, $25,000, $50,000, $100,000, whatever we can put in or whatever we want to put into a specific deal, and we become a passive investor, and we earn passive income. We get dividends quarterly based on essentially the net operating income that that property returns. We'll divide it up amongst us according to our percentage, and we take that quarterly. Now, you may say, well, Mike, I don't want to be a passive as part of a group, and I don't want to deal with houses. I just want to own my own apartment community. Yes, believe it or not, there are people that solely own apartment communities. They typically start out small. Anything greater than a 4-unit is considered a multifamily property. So a 5-unit, a 10-unit, a 12-unit. But as they grow, as they become better as real estate investors, as they turn these properties, the person that had the 12-unit 10 years ago sold that and they bought the 30-unit and then they sold that and then they upgraded to an 80-unit, 120-unit, 240 door unit. Yes, you can own your own multifamily property yourself, and we have education just for those folks. So there's dozens of breakout sessions. I want you to know that some of the more popular classes are offered a couple of different times, right? They realize that not everyone can attend that one class at that one time, so they'll run that class two or three times. And they are recorded, so you can pick it up later if you do miss it.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Learn to retire in 5 years or less through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Lifestyles Unlimited show you how. Get educated now. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Mike Harrison again. I'm here to help. If you'd like to reach out, please send me an email. That's askmike@luinc.com. I've been a real estate investor for 14 years and a member of the Lifestyles Unlimited community for 12 years. And Lifestyles Unlimited's really gave me that education piece on how to properly invest in real estate and maximize those returns. There is a golden opportunity at your doorstep happening this week. If you can get to Irving, Texas, it is the Wealth and Passive Income Expo, largest event of its kind, incredible education, incredible networking. People from all over the world attend this, and I know that's hard to understand, but yeah, you can live where you want and you can invest where you want. That expo is happening now, May 7th through 10th. If you need more information, lifestylesunlimited.com/expo. lifestylesunlimited.com/expo. But we have members from all 50 states. And again, we have real estate investors that come from around the world. Like I said, you don't have to own your real estate right across the street from you. I used to think you needed to own it close in the same neighborhood. But honestly, when you're doing this properly, really, you're not spending very much time at your property at all. And if you're doing this remotely, you have property managers, you've got GCs in those areas that are taking care of what needs to be taken care of. They're sending you a picture. You can work with email. You can use text. You can use cameras. It's amazing what you can do with the technology today. I have a friend who retired in Key West. Thank you to real estate. It's because he owned so many single family properties. He finally said, I'm going to move my entire family to Key West. And they go fishing. They go scuba diving. It's just absolutely amazing. And it's all because he has passive income coming in each and every month. And so he's able to do that. Last year, I met a lady from British Columbia. I have another friend who retired and lives in the Caribbean. I met a guy from Perth, Australia. His name's Adam Gordon. I'm going to go visit him one day, but he's coming from Australia to go to our expo. And if you're here in Dallas-Fort Worth or even anywhere in the state of Texas and you're saying, well, maybe I'll go next year, you're missing a golden opportunity. Now, I know what you're thinking. I mentioned these people that are living all around the world, right? Live where you want, invest where you want. You might be saying to yourself, if you've never invested in real estate, you might be going, well, those people must be multimillionaires. Well, they probably are, but I guarantee they started out just like you and I, just everyday folks started building their portfolio, one cash flowing piece of real estate at a time, and then a second, and then a third, and then a fourth, and then a fifth. So are they millionaires? I'm sure they are. In fact, I know a couple of them are, but they're everyday people. You know who the millionaire is? The millionaire is the guy in flip-flops with the boat and the fishing pole, or the guy sitting out on the beach having a great time, or the guy that's traveling. It's not the dude in the seersucker shirt with the Rolex watch. It might be that guy, but the other 95 that look just like him, I promise you, are in debt up to their eyeballs. But these are just everyday people that started out like you and me. They didn't start investing with millions of dollars. They followed the teachings we provide here at Lifestyles Unlimited, and they changed their life for the better. We say all the time, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. So the Wealth and Passive Income Expo, let's go into what the expo's all about. And I'm going to say this again, it is the largest in-person gathering of its kind in the United States, and it's happening this week. The expo ultimately is a great opportunity to connect, to build relationships, and learn directly from seasoned investors. These are not, well, we have some people that work for Lifestyles Unlimited there, sure, but the vast majority is just everyday people that aren't 401k people. They're seasoned real estate investors. And they followed and retired and made themselves financially free using the Lifestyles Unlimited roadmap. Now, you can meet our key team members there. You can meet our founder, Dale Walmsley, there. You can meet our members and consultants. Yes, we have people that will help you along the way. Now, we've got an entire piece during the day of educational tracks. Those are catered whether you're just getting started, you currently own multifamily properties, or you fall somewhere in between. There's a path that you can jump on, and it's designed to support you personally. Let me say this. If you want to live the life that others don't live, you have to be willing to do the things that others won't do. And I'm talking to those of you that are hesitant, or you have a good life and you say, well, I've always thought about real estate investing. I just never did it. And I'll catch the expo next year. I promise, right? You make those promises to yourself and next year rolls around and you're busy and you're not going to go. Take the time. It starts Thursday. It's Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Take one day. If you can't take all 3 days, take one day. That was me a long time ago. I can only take one day. But now it's the full on. I love expo. It's unbelievable. Again, if you're not a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, I don't want you thinking, well, I'm not going to expo because I have to sign up for Lifestyles Unlimited. there will be opportunities. If you want to join our group, those opportunities will be there. Count on it. But if you're just interested in real estate, or maybe you're just now putting your toe in the water, or maybe your spouse is saying, I don't know about this. Well, come together, right? Y'all just come look at it. Go meet 15, 20 people and talk to them. But you don't have to be a member. And again, there'll be hundreds of people that are there that are not members. They're just fellow real estate investors, and they know this is the best education piece, the best opportunity they get nationally. They may also want to meet our vendors. Again, those vendors cater toward real estate investors. They may have a need for a real estate consultant or a tax consultant or an insurance consultant or a management company, on and on and on. Maybe they need to add a new lender to their team, right? They may say, well, you know what? It's time to my hard money lender retired or got too busy. Maybe I need another one. Maybe I need another source of lending on my conventional properties. Maybe I need another source of lending for my multifamily properties. So those people will come here just to meet those vendors. Let's talk about something. I call it the little known secrets of the wealthy, right? Real estate investors become wealthy rapidly. Well, with wealth comes responsibility. And the rich do two things specifically, okay? Think about this as I'm telling you. The rich, the wealthy, will make time to educate themselves, okay? Again, if you're going, I'll just catch it next year. What gets in the way of a great life? A good life. The wealthy will make the time to educate themselves often. Not occasionally. They realize how important education is. They realize how important it is to stay on top of best practices. Notice I use the term make time. I didn't say take time. I said make time. You're not going to get a chance for the rest of the year to attend the largest like-kind gathering of real estate investors in the country. And we will have people from all over the country and all over the world. I meet people that, I came here. I live in Germany. And you're like, what? And they're like, yes, I catch the show on the podcast. I used to live in the United States. I own, and I'm just pulling this out. I own 5 single family properties in Nashville, Tennessee. I invest in these passive apartments. Look, if you got an internet connection and a phone, you can be a real estate investor. So live where you want. Invest where you want. Now, why do we choose real estate as our investment vehicle? Why? We've done shows on the thousands upon thousands of reasons, but let me just boil it down into a few of the most important, because we can put our money in a lot of different places. We choose real estate specifically, cash flowing rental real estate. I'm talking about single family properties and multifamily apartment communities. I'm not talking about commercial real estate. I'm not talking about strip centers. I'm not talking about storage or any of that stuff. Not to say that people don't do well in those, but you're only good if you can focus, right? Focus on a couple of areas. Be sharp, be laser sharp. And those two areas of focus for us are single family rental real estate, right? Houses and multifamily apartment communities. Specifically, we really like the B and C apartment communities. One of the main reasons is they're not building any more of them. You build an apartment community now from the ground, it's going to be expensive. It's going to be a Class A. I don't care how many corners these builders cut, it's still going to be a very expensive property. We like this workforce housing. And we're not slumlords, and we go in and we just make them great, clean, functional places to live that people want to live, that people want to be part of that community, that people can raise their family in. I mean, the transformation that we do on these properties never ceases to amaze me. To me, it brings a lot of joy as a real estate investor. But I get really excited, you know, the before and after, and here's what we're going to do. And you're talking to the lead investor and what their plans are. It's incredible the transformation that we can make on a property, whether it's a single family house. I've done it on several of my own houses many, many times, but I'm still always, when you see the final product, you're like, God bless. Can you imagine? Remember where we came from? Look at this picture. There was a hole in the wall. The AC was missing. There was a hole in the roof. Now look at it. It's a beautiful place to live. But we choose real estate as our retirement vehicle because it's resilient, right? Real estate is the most resilient asset class on the planet through thick and thin. People need a place to live. It's also very forgiving. I've made many mistakes, rookie mistakes as a real estate investor, and I still made money. Okay, real estate's extremely forgiving. We have multiple streams of income on each and every asset we own. It's not like you buy a stock for A and you need to sell for B and you hope that B is higher. No, we have five different streams of income just on a single family property. We have six on a multifamily property. So we're getting money from these different buckets, from these different strategies of owning real estate. By the way, I can go to the bank and say, I want to buy that asset. And the bank will look at the deal and the bank say, you know what? I think that's a great deal. I think you know what you're doing. Why don't I give you 80% leverage on that? I prefer about 70% personally. But if you want to give me 80, I'll take 80. Real estate's safe when doing correctly, right? Very, very safe investment. It's proven. We're not the first people to own real estate as an asset, as an investment. And control. We often overlook control. We have control of our investments. Some fund manager controls our mutual funds or what have you. We don't have control over that. That's why we don't invest in the stock market. We don't have control over our stocks. You may think you do. No, you don't know what those firms are thinking or what those companies internally are planning to do. You think you can look at the prospectus and figure that out, but you're not in control. If you own a real estate asset, you are 100% in control, and it's often overlooked. Washington, D.C. may sneeze, Wall Street may sneeze, but we still make money in the good times and the bad times. So, yes, real estate is our choice as investors. Now, back to the Wealth and Passive Income Expo. I mentioned it, but there's different education tracks. There's the multifamily owner track, passive investor track, beginning investor track, single family investor track. When you come to Expo, you'll get a booklet, and it will list the dozens of classes that we have, the day, the time, the location. We're at that convention center there in Irving, and there'll be a little symbol that will match up to the track. So Thursday, there's some education pieces. I just pulled a couple of classes from the book, and I'm looking at the first one, and it's single family panel discussion, first time investor mistakes and how to avoid them. This is recorded so our members can go back that maybe couldn't make Expo and can check it out. And this is taught by our Lifestyles Unlimited team, but look, it's a candid panel discussion. It's a Q&A, and investors are going to share common mistakes. Like I've said, I've made some mistakes, how they overcame them, and mistakes they wish they had known. But it's real stories and actionable advice. Talk about getting a head start as an investor. Sounds like a great class to me. Here's another class on Thursday. Leveraging your single family team to achieve maximum results. Got to have a team. I tried it on my own, but as soon as I started putting professionals on my team, realtors, lenders, both conventional and hard money, GCs, insurance people, home inspection groups that cater to real estate investors, man, I was just able to maximize what I was doing, and I was able to do it much quicker. So that class, it'll teach you how to leverage your single family team, how to create offers, for instance, how to master the art of before and after photos so that you can attract renters to your property. Insider tips on submitting the best offer. Yeah, a lot of these properties that we buy, it's a very competitive market. There were some things that I did. There were some rental properties. I remember buying one, and there was 30 different people that wanted this property. Guess who got the property? I did, because I used tips that I had learned from Lifestyles Unlimited. Now, there's other classes on Thursday. Those aren't the only two. Let's go into Friday, and I was just pulled a couple that seemed very interesting to me. There's a class called Reverse 1031 Exchange, and that's taught by one of our vendors that offers the 1031 Exchange for our membership group. And they probably do it outside of our membership group too. tell you the truth, as they specialize in 1031. But there's the 1031 exchange. And if you don't know what that is, you can learn about it here. But it's how to basically sell one asset, real estate asset, and go into a larger or multiple real estate assets and defer that tax down the road, right? Wouldn't it be nice not to pay capital gains taxes, especially if you made $400,000 on a piece of real estate? There's also something called the reverse 1031 exchange. And it's really when you find your next property that you want to buy. And we do stumble into these rather quickly. Someone will send you an email and you're like, bingo, I want that. But you haven't started your 1031 exchange. Historically, you have to move forward with the 1031 exchange first. But there's another strategy where you can do a reverse 1031 exchange. How cool is that? So that's one of the classes Friday. Here's another class. I've often said that taxes is one of the sweetest reasons to own real estate, rental real estate. This class is called Tax Laws That Affect Real Estate Investors. Again, it's taught by one of our vendors that is a tax consultant, a CPA, and a professional for investors specifically. But she's going to talk about, you know, how to maximize your tax advantages. Invaluable knowledge. Taxation is a very, very difficult subject. I mean, for me, it's difficult, so I like to hire pros. But yeah, anything I can learn about tax laws and how it affects real estate investors, I want to know about. Here's another class, the math of commercial real estate finance. Now we're getting into upper level stuff. This is taught by CBRE, which has been one of our vendors for many, many years. This guy, Jim, that teaches the class is an ultimate pro, maybe one of the best in the country. But he's going to talk about loan to value, DSCR loans, amortization, interest rates, just how to get this covered, different types of loans that you can get for multifamily properties. Keep in mind, we may purchase up to a 50. I'm in a deal now. It's a $50 million apartment community, but I'm also participated in some that were only $2 million. Just depends on the deal, but financing, oh, so important. Another class on analyzing single family properties, how to buy with less cash, right? Less out of pocket, maximize our leverage. If I've only got $10,000 in a property, that's much better than having $50,000 in a property because I can go buy more properties. But you need to see it for yourself. Heck of an opportunity. It's the Wealth and Passive Income Expo. You can go to lifestylesunlimited.com/expo for more information. And the whole time, I want you to remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Make it a great day.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.